I'm Wayne.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Stargate Pioneer from the Starling Tribune.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3,
2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the interwebs, it's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I am the operator.
I'm Iron Man.
No, you're not. I'm Beef.
I'm Neil.
Okay. So
okay, I'm Wing.
Now that we've established who we are and who we're not.
Well, you told me last week I'm not Batman, so I'm going for something rich.
You're
and
just
crazy.
Wing.
You're just Wing, dude.
I'm not rich and crazy.
Why can't you just be Wing? You love Wing.
I would like to be rich.
But Wing's got money somewhere.
Yeah, but rich and superhero, you know that.
You know what? Beef, what time is it?
News time!
Yeah, right. Let's get kicking onto the comic scene. Some recent releases. Star Wars, Kanan number 2. The first issue was really, really good. Really good.
Second issue is pretty good, too.
I haven't had time to read through it yet, but it is the fact that they ended the first issue on General Order 66. I was like, okay, I'm in, ready to go. Let's do this.
Well, I'm telling you, second issue, pretty good too.
Awesome. Awesome. Orphan Black number 3, pretty awesome. Very, very good.
For me to pick it up.
Knowing you, it would be better if you picked up the whole when they release all the copies.
Right. Trade paperback.
It would be trade paperback. I think it'd be better for you to do that. That I think that'd fit you. Secret Wars number 1. It is Hickman. He is in his element. It is going to be awesome. So sweet. I can't wait to see how he just puts everything together. It's going to be just beautiful. Just
it's Hickman. Come on.
Beautiful. Speaking of which, a couple of things have started leaking out as far as post-Secret Wars is concerned, because...
Called it last week.
Up until, I think, August, most of the titles that everybody's familiar with, and I mentioned this last week, are not going to be there. A lot of them are not going to be there. So, one of the things that started up is there's going to be a shit ton more Spider-Gwen after Secret Wars, which is not entirely surprising since... apparently everybody loves this character, and it is a good character, and her universe is really interesting too. But the question becomes, will she stay in her universe, or will they move the Gwen Stacy character into the, and I'm using finger quotes here, new Marvel universe post Secret Wars? Either way, there's going to be a lot more of her, which is good because she's a strong character. One of the other things that's starting to pop up is the fact that Fantastic Four is definitely no longer around. Johnny Storm is going to be in the Inhumans comic. And apparently The Thing is going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy comic. Which is weird.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Neil, let me in the air.
What? Yeah, I got nothing.
It's going to be
doing.
Very, very different. Although the one rumor that has been floating around for a little while that the X-Men are going to be completely off on their own planet and blah, 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 that's not true. They are still going to be in the regular Marvel universe. I can understand why that came up, especially with what Marvel has done with Fantastic Four and that X-Men is still owned by a different company and they're kind of, you know, not thrilled with that. So I can understand why the rumor started up, but no. They're still going to be part of the regular Marvel universe. The question, of course, will become who lives and who is going to continue on with the rest of the series. But again, Secret Wars is going to be unlike, I think, a lot of what a lot of people expect. This is going to be big. Hickman is in his element. It is going to be really, really cool to see how this all irons out. Let's see. And, Neil, Convergence. What happened?
More craziness in DC's version of Secret Wars. Convergence 5 dropped yesterday, and we rejoined the Earth 2 characters, now mashed up with the Warlord sci-fi fantasy sword and sorcery world in something which not sure hangs together, but probably worth reading anyways. But again, with every week with Convergence, it's the side titles which really make picking this up. This week we had the second Wally West issue drop. So if you're a fan of Wally and his craziness and you want to see him battling Wonder Woman and the Amazonians from Flashpoint, you get that. If you want to see Greg Rucka writing Renee Montoya as the Question with Batwoman and a crazy, morally conflicted Harvey Dent with the Huntress, awesome title. Definitely pick up Question number two. And this week from DC, they actually dropped a bunch of sneak peeks. So if you pop on over to Comixology, they're free downloads and they're sneak peeks on what you can expect after Convergence ends. I didn't grab a bunch of them. The only three I grabbed were Green Arrow, and it's definitely still the new 52 Green Arrow, which is disappointing. But an interesting story. He's off on his own. He's not in Seattle. He's finding himself up in Alaska and kicking some ass, and a good story. The new Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, back in space, disowned, hunted by other cops, still kind of being a vigilante. Kind of interesting. May actually pick up Green Lantern again when it starts up. And Red Hood and Arsenal. Yeah, we still get New 52 Trucker Hat Roy, which is, again, disappointing. Yeah. And now Starfire has probably gone off to do her own thing because it's not Red Hood and the Outlaws anymore. And, you know, any guy that doesn't like looking at how Starfire is drawn, I'm just
giggity.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Yeah, so they may have even further, if possible, ruined Red Hood and the Outlaws. I'm not sure. Not sure that was possible. But to wrap this up, speaking of Greg Rucka, who is doing the new Question, which is a fantastic storyline. You know, having listened to you guys for a while, having heard how much you guys liked Lazarus, I broke down. I picked up the first trade, Volume 1, and wow, awesome. Awesome art, engaging storyline, and yeah, I'm going to be going out this weekend to pick up Volume 2 from my local comic shop.
It's a phenomenal comic. I love it. It's a must-pull for me. Every time I see it, it's a must-pull. It's just really, really good. Also, on a side note, last weekend went to the Comic Bug, which is, you know, we've talked about them on the cast previously, the new comic book place.
By the way, I don't know who you have a picture with, but nice Spider-Gwen costume.
Yes, there was a gathering which was kind of a pre-Comic-Con / free comic book day shindig wingding thingamabob. Got my copies of Spider-Gwen signed by Robert Rodriguez, who does the art. Really cool guy, very nice guy. Waited a half hour for that shit, but it, in comparison to other lines I've been in, it wasn't that bad. Got to meet a lot of cosplayers, saw our friends from Defective Geeks. Ladies, how are you? That was really cool to see you guys. It was a blast. I haven't been to one of those things in quite a while, and it was a lot of fun. So thanks to everybody over at Comic Bug, thanks to the girls at Defective Geeks for being awesome, and of course thanks for all the lovely ladies who dressed in the cosplay, which was, yes.
While we're in the thank you, I would like to thank our friend of the cast, Will, who sent me a Gotham poster signed by the artist from WonderCon, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
So I
Very
want
nice.
To thank him because I love the art of this poster. You know, the all the promo from Gotham were like kind of art deco stuff.
Yeah.
And it just looks awesome in my wall. Awesome. So thank you, Will.
Awesome. Let's see. Okay. September 4th, lots of Star Wars stuff will be coming out. Apparently, they have decided to just inundate all of these stores with pretty much everything you can imagine as far as Star Wars stuff is concerned. Personally, I was a little surprised they did the toy releases as early as that. I would have thought maybe they're still going to wait on a couple of things for Christmas, because I would have imagined that they would have started that kind of release in early, I mean, like around Thanksgiving and stuff like that, when everybody, you know, buys their stuff for Christmas. But apparently September 4th, lots of Star Wars stuff is going to be available at midnight on September 4th. So it's going to be an insane little Friday.
9/4 be with you.
Yeah, the book for which is the gap between episode 6 and episode 7.
Aftermath, yeah.
The Aftermath is coming out. Can't wait for that book. If it's half as good as the Tarkin book, get it. I hope it's better than New Dawn, because New Dawn was a piece of...
I have already ordered it. It is going to be on my Kindle when it comes out. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Just can't wait. And again, I know I've mentioned that before, but I've just finished the Tarkin book because I was like half of it, halfway through it, like last week and the week before. Really good. The Tarkin book, really, really good. I think they got that down now.
Cool. In online media news, a new series, we've talked about this previously, that's coming up on Netflix called Sense8, which is done by the Wachowskis. It looks even better than I had expected it to.
Yeah, we had decent hopes for it before, but this looks really good. And it's Netflix, and they're doing a lot of good shit, so fingers crossed.
Exactly. On TV news, I am so shocked. Simpsons... has been renewed for another 2 seasons. And on the one hand, I understand it because it is a staple.
It's the Simpsons.
It is the Simpsons. It is huge. It is going. It has been around for 20-odd years.
28 or 26.
26. So it's insane how long this thing has been on. But at the same time, it's like, okay, it's been 26 fucking years, people. Jeez.
Can I be honest?
You could literally rerun the entire series starting now and still have another umpteen years to go.
I'll be honest, though. After season 12, I think the quality took a dip. And as it's still a good show. It's not a bad show. It's not a bad show. Don't send the... Well, you can send the hate mail if you want. I mean, everybody's wishing my mother to die these days. But...
Stop.
Besides that, I mean, it's still an okay show, but it lost of its luster a couple of years ago. Well, lots of years ago. But if they can get that to 30, that's Guinness Book record kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
it's already Guinness Book record. It's already blown everything out of the water.
Days of Our Lives went for like 30-some-odd years.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, but Days of Our Lives wasn't prime time.
No. True. I agree with that.
Has crushed anything that's ever come before it or will in a primetime show.
Yes.
I think Little House on the Prairie Gunsmoke or something was the only other thing that lasted like 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, how long did ER went through?
Oh, that
maybe
was
15, 12.
Yeah, I don't even think it was. I don't think it was even that long.
Oh, I thought it was 20 some odd. Okay.
No.
ER.
Yeah.
No, not nearly that long.
Okay,
But as far as like even just animated stuff, it kicked the the Flintstones' ass like about 10 years ago. So yeah,
yeah, and we are about to sue because somebody is taking our moniker and putting it on a superhero show.
Yeah, what up with that?
I don't know, but lawyers are lining up right now at the Legends Stream Canada.
Can't name your show Legends of Tomorrow without checking it. You can't put Legends as your first name in your show without at least coming to us and saying, hey, is that okay?
Yeah, checking with the lawyers.
Yeah, ask the people from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. They had to check with their lawyers.
It's true.
We gave them the right to use the moniker because everybody's calling this show Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. now.
It's like, it just flips off the tongue very easily.
Yeah, you got to think that Greg Berlanti is out there somewhere, like leaning over the bow of a cruise ship, just screaming, I'm the king of the fucking world. Because he's had 2 shows picked up for full series orders in the last 2 days. Supergirl got picked up by CBS yesterday. And Legends of Tomorrow, the Flash Arrow spinoff got picked up for a full series order by CW. But nobody knows what kind of order that is. We don't know if it's a mid-season replacement, like has been rumored by people on the conference circuit, or if they're going to make it a full series. What we do know now, though, it's focused on, Rip Hunter coming back in time to assemble a disparate group of heroes to fight, some cosmic badness.
Yes, I can't wait for this show.
Yeah. But you know what else is coming back? Ooh. And it makes me so happy. Another season of Orphan Black has already been scheduled, and
I don't know if Beef is with me on this, but I haven't watched season 3 yet.
I haven't, but I'm going to start this weekend.
You better, son.
I have that, and then I don't know if I'm going to make it to the Americans this weekend, but I'm about to... I have that whole, half season. I know. My DVR flaked out.
I know.
I wish I had time, but Geekation is coming on the week, the weekend of the 15th of May, and we still have rooms available, just saying. So you can send us an email at geekation@gunnageek.com if you still want to come.
So we're moving on to the movie news. And this little art house film called Avengers Age of Ultron made of a little bit of money.
Okay. This is funny because people are trying to spin this as a failure because it didn't do $200 million because people punched themselves in the mouth.
Come on.
Well, okay. Usually the second movie does not do as much money as the first one.
How much this did the first one make? First weekend.
201 million, 202, something like that. But there was not like an epic fight that everybody says that is was really bad. But anyway, I don't follow sport. What I know is that there was some people punching themselves.
Oh, the boxing match? The boxing match had nothing. The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight had nothing to do with this.
According to Disney, it took out 9% of the box office.
Oh, please.
So if you add 9% to these numbers, it's beat the first Avenger. But
no.
The actual numbers did not break the 200 million. But come on. 189, something like that?
Over 191
oh, dear
million.
God. That's a lot of money.
That's a crap ton of money. And it's going to pass its billion mark.
And
when all is said and done.
And nothing is coming out this week. I mean, Age of Attila is coming out this week.
Look at Fast and the Furious. Moneymaker. $6 million.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they made their
down 503%.
Now, before we move on to another story, I am going to put out a quarter bet, not just for us, but for anybody on the Gunna Geek Network. You ready, everyone?
Showdown.
Yeah, I'm ready
here
for
we
this.
Go.
I'm surprised. Yeah.
Here we go. Quarter bet is, I think we can all agree that more likely than not, Avengers is going to clear $1 billion. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yes.
I think we can also all agree that Star Wars is going to clear its $1 billion.
Yes.
But how much more is Star Wars going to surpass Age of Ultron?
Okay, wait a second. I made some research on that because I knew that this would come up. Do you know what is the record on the first weekend in December?
No.
$84 million.
Well, that's going to be crushed.
Well, that's dead.
That's gone.
I think that's going to be crushed.
Badly.
I am...
We can't.
I don't think they're
going to
go over 125 on the first weekend. And here's my logic. When these kinds of movie comes in December,
wrong.
No, wait, Beef. Maybe you're going to give me some
it's
credit.
It's Christmas. It's a new Star Wars.
Exactly.
I don't care if people are broke. They will go and sneak candy in. People have been waiting so fucking long to take their kids
Beef?
To a real Star Wars movie. Shut up. I am so right, and I'm not even a Star Wars fan.
So right.
Beef, I agree with what you're saying. Everybody and their mother are going to go see Star
and
Wars.
And their dad and their stepdad and their fucking mom's new boyfriend. They're going to take them all.
But not on the first weekend because everybody's going to be in vacation the next weekend. I think they're going to clear...
You're saying what's opening weekend or you're saying who's going to clear their...
Opening weekend. I think opening weekend...
I'm not even talking about opening weekend. I'm talking final box office tally.
Wait, let me finish. Beef. Let me finish.
Barf.
I'm going to go operator on Age of Ultron.
Go for it.
Number two. First weekend, I think they're going to clear $100 million and they're going to blow away the last record.
Okay.
Yes, I think the Hobbit are going to go back to the Shire and try. Okay? I think they will. Overall, if we roll back into 2016, if the movie is as good as we think it's going to be, they will beat Avengers Age of Ultron. Yes. I agree with that. Okay. But on the first, it's going to be a long-run thing because people are going to get out of Force Awakens and buy another ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But not for today, for next week. And then the week after, they're going to be like, do we go watch that other next movie that comes out? Let's go watch the Star Wars thing again. And that's how they're going to make their money. They're going to make their money Avatar style. If you look at first weekend Avatar weekend, they didn't make that much money. If you look at first weekend Titanic weekend, they didn't make that much money. They made it over the long run. So I think Star Wars is going to do it over the long run. They're gonna clear their billion. But are they going to clear it as fast as a Fast and the Furious or an Age of Ultron?
No.
I
agree.
Would not bet a quarter on that.
I completely agree. No, my question is how much more? We both agree that they are going to pass $1 billion.
Talking after it's all
how
said.
How much? Right.
DVD
exactly.
Sales and everything?
No. Box office.
I'm going to even go farther than that. I think that before we see Rogue One in theater, they are going to re-release Force Awakens in theater.
Okay, let's not count any re-release.
Yeah,
first run.
Okay, first run. Yeah, first run, I think they will clear Age of Ultron. But that is all hinging on
but
one
But by
thing.
How much? Anyways, Joss Whedon and Marvel are at odds.
But this is all hinging on the fact that the next Star Wars movie is as good as we think it is. Because let's say the review comes in the first weekend and everybody's like, this is another prequel story. They're done. And they are not.
Well, we all agree with that. But it's just, okay, just think about it. I'm not asking you, okay, everybody, again, this goes out to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., Gunna Geek, everybody, Crimson Con, all of y'all. How much more in the final first run box office tally, how much more is Star Wars Force Awakens going to surpass Avengers?
I say 250 million. Anybody else?
I'll say 240. I don't think they're going to hit 250, but it's going to get close.
I'll
say
$1. Anyone?
You can't price. Okay, no one can price is right.
I just did.
No one can price is right. You cannot price is right.
I'm going to ruin the debate. Well, I'm not going to ruin the debate.
He's
going
to say $2 and he's going to be fine.
No. Listen, I'm going to lay some Wall Street on you. All right. So here's some numbers from the street. When the Star Wars trailer dropped, Disney's market cap, so the value of their shares on the open market, in the next 45 minutes, I think the number was, went up by $2 billion. So that's a reflection of what the street is thinking that is going to add to the coffers in the relative near term. Now, Disney's a $200 billion company, so $2 billion isn't actually that much. So I took a look at what the analysts are saying. So these are the investment bankers that put out the investment news because people, you know, we look at Disney as entertainment. Other people think of it as way to pad their investment accounts or whatever. So guys like Credit Suisse are saying $1.2 billion globally for Star Wars. Citibank is saying $2 billion for box office on a $250 million first weekend. Somebody's all the way up at three. And Disney is in their quarterly estimates is putting out 250 as opening weekend for Star Wars. So now they were wrong. They overcalled Avengers Age of Ultron. I think their quarterly estimate said they figured it was going to be 215.
Well, either way, they're going to make weekend. A shit ton of money.
The numbers are all over. The Wall Street's saying anywhere from 1.25 billion to 1.7
That's
or
also
to 3.
A reflection of how many people are going to end up going because there's so much buzz about it. People are going to take their kid. It may not be opening weekend, but this movie's going to make a shit ton of money.
Yes. Yes.
Agreed.
I agree.
So, moving on. Joss, we kind of hinted at this last week, but Joss is not happy with Marvel at all. And basically a lot of issues occurred while Whedon was filming Marvel. Feig wanted it one way, Joss wanted it another way, and it just became this whole thing that it just wasn't pretty at all for anybody. And it's disappointing, but at the same time, it's not entirely shocking.
No, it's not. When would you look at Marvel track record? Not all directors were happy with Marvel. Directors right. dropped off. Directors went away. We had script rewrite. They have a good track record on money, but they have a plan. They want to stick to it no matter what.
Yeah. And I'm sure everybody who is listening to this cast is now aware Joss Whedon bailed on Twitter. The original story was, you know, everybody, all these women got upset that Black Widow was brought down to a damsel in distress type character, which is complete and utter bullshit.
Yeah, that's just bullshit.
Yeah, and whoever thinks that, seriously, get a fucking grip. But Joss recently said in BuzzFeed, no, that is not the reason. What he wanted to do was he wanted to take a break from Twitter, so you know he was starting to get kind of addicted to the whole thing and getting online a lot.
I think his quote was something like he wanted to get back to writing. He needed to get back to writing, and he needed peace and quiet for that. And Twitter was the exact opposite of peace and quiet.
Yeah,
yeah. So basically,
which is the truth. I mean, does make a hell of a lot of sense. Exactly. That does make a hell of a lot of sense, and it's difficult for somebody who is a creative person to constantly, go over there and, listen to all this stuff and say, oh,
hate
yeah,
and bile. I like that James Gunn took to his side right away and asked for a kinder, gentler fandom.
Which brings me to another point. I mean, it's granted, yes, it wasn't specifically the, women attacking him and blah, 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 blah. It was the fact that, and Joss Whedon said it best, he said, you know what, if I want to get stuff done, I need to not constantly hit this thing for a news item or a joke or some praise and then be suddenly sad when there's hate and then hate and then hate. It really is a huge commentary on the overall fandom. And we on this cast, we bitch and moan about things and we say things like, I can't believe Ben Affleck is going to be playing Batman. Blah, blah, blah. And stuff like
Ben
that,
Affleck
but it's
is Batman. I'm just saying, Ben Affleck is fucking Batman.
Yeah,
stop
yeah,
it.
We get it. Shut
is
up.
He fucking Batman? That's not right. That's gross. Anyway,
and
so,
we eat crow when we say a, I'm talking.
And we eat crow when there's a squirrel in a tree and all that other stuff.
And
I'm sorry,
and we love it.
Oh yes.
But here's the thing: when it becomes so focused on, it's one thing to say I didn't like this film or I didn't like this story because of blah blah blah. That's one thing. But when you start attacking people online through Twitter and threatening them and just spewing levels of hate that just make no fucking sense. Seriously, and I've said this before on the cast, but seriously, anybody who does that, fuck you. Fuck you and your eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Fuck you.
Yeah, the people that, and one of the reasons that he mentioned is about the feminist thing. And you know what? Joss Whedon has been one of the only writer/director that has been putting strong woman character in important
90s.
Roles.
Yeah.
And I understand that they're not the main character all the time and that, Black Widow is not the main character of the movie.
She's
and
the only one that can talk the beast down.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, mm-hmm. So what? She's got a love story. She's a killer. She can't fall in love with a dude that turns really huge and will kill lots of people at the drop of a hat, but she can calm
him
down.
Which, by the way, is a Joss Whedon trope.
Yes.
If there was ever a trope of Joss Whedon, it's a really nice girl who's a badass who can fall in love with a monster.
And I like his point. Where
Buffy, anyone? Yeah.
Thank you.
And I like his point where he's like, I hated that some faction of feminist hates me and some action of feminist likes me and everything. God forbid that all these factions bend together and fight the single fight that they're fighting.
Yeah, because seriously, with all the hate that is generated, if y'all just got together and focused on one thing, you could change a lot of shit.
But they don't, because they're so focused on fighting.
Yes.
And you know what? In some wars, and maybe you should watch these Avengers movies, and I'm going to give a lot of credit of Avengers on Avengers right now. Maybe you should watch these Avengers movie and see how people band together against one thing to get it better, to make people change, to make the world think a different way. And maybe you can change the world instead of fighting against each other. I'm just saying.
You guys ruined my childhood. Shut up.
Hey, I'm trying to do a good thing there.
But anyway, and apparently now both Sherlock and Watson are in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because Martin Friedman just joined the cast of Civil War, which has everyone.
Okay, everyone that sees these things as comic book fan, and as we should, we're thinking, oh, which comic book character is he playing? Anybody else thinking that he might be playing the Robert Redford role? And
to be honest, I think he's playing the Coulson role. I think he's Coulson 2.0.
I think so too.
Yeah, and I think he's Coulson 2.0.
And that's pretty cool. I know this might not be the character that you're hoping that he's playing or whatever, but Coulson was not the character that you were hoping to be, and he became pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And just listen to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. if you want to understand what we're saying. But, yeah, I don't think he's playing a character that has a name in comics right now, but I'm thinking that he's going to play a character that will have a name in comic in the future.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with that casting thing.
Could be very, very cool. And friend of the show and host of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., Stargate Pioneer, SP, also called Sweetie Pie. he hates that.
Wait, he is called Sweetie Pie now? I thought he was.
I think the girls have called him Sweetie Pie more than once. So, yeah, because he just goes by SP, so they just throw in words.
I thought he was the podcast like enabler at this point.
Yeah, he really is. Emily Van Camp, who played Agent 13 in the first Captain America movie, or the last Captain America movie, I should say, is coming back. Sharon Carter is going to be in Civil War. So SP is very, very happy because he has a little crush on her. So that's, you know, SP.
Little crush?
Yeah.
Okay, he's a little obsessed.
When it's the first thing I think when I see the Agent 13 news this morning, I'm like, oh, SP's going to be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Ant-Man, in other words, Paul Rudd, is also going to be in Civil War. That was just announced today.
Please go see this movie. Please go see this movie. Please go see
exactly,
this movie.
Exactly. That's exactly why they're putting
not
him
the
in.
Not the Civil War, but it's like...
No. See the Ant-Man movie coming out later this summer? Because it's going to be really cool and, you know, stuff.
And things. Yay. And shit.
Mm-hmm.
Raccoon and a talking tree, boys.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
You think so?
We changed the category to awesome. What else do you want? We ate our crow.
Yeah, we ate our crow.
Yeah, I really think that it's, and it will be legendary, and it will be a legend of its time and all that, but I don't know. And Ant-Man looks fun, but I don't think it's going
to
be.
I don't think it's going to hit me the way they want it to.
I'll maybe take my buddy's kids to go see it in 3D. That might be the only way it's.
I'll see it. You know, but I'm not going to be like I don't think it's going to be horrifically bad like I thought, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be. But I don't think it's going to be the end all and be all either.
Yeah, that train thing got me.
Yeah.
Got me to laugh.
How many times?
Oh, it was funny. Though. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be funny. But, you know, because the train thing was funny. And the folks who wrote wrote Civil War that's going to be coming out, Captain America Civil War, is also going to be writing both parts of Infinity War. So basically the people who wrote and directed Civil War are going to write and direct both Infinity Wars.
So hopefully Civil War is good.
Yeah. because it's pretty much going to be the same kind of vibe.
Or this could be a steady downwards fucking crashing of the MCU.
Okay, that's the thing. That's the thing I wanted to bring. I'm really happy that they do, because my favorite Marvel movie is Captain America Civil War. But
we haven't seen it yet. You're thinking Winter Soldier.
Okay, Winter Soldier. Yeah. Okay, so I'm really happy that they are writing the next opus of the Avengers thing. And as we talked last week on the Avengers Age of Ultron cast, I'm really...
Next week.
Last week. Because editing...
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay, yes, what? You're right. but the point is that I'm happy that they're doing it because Winter Soldier is my favorite movie. But are they going to be able to elevate an Avengers movie to... I feel dirty saying that. To the level of a Captain America movie? I hope
I don't know. I don't know. But my guess is, I mean... first of all, the Russo brothers were extremely good with Winter Soldier. And they're going to be directing both Civil War and Infinity War. I think at least one of the writers, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, I got to double check, but I think at least one of these writers was already part of Winter Soldier anyway. So it's leaning in the positive direction. So I'm more inclined to think it's going to be okay rather than, oh my God, we should panic.
I like the way you put it. I'm leaning in the way that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah. Because the thing is, we don't know anything yet. We literally know nothing except a shit ton of people are going to be in Civil War. That's it.
That's the thing. And hyping us on Thanos for that long, could it be overhype?
Probably. It could be. It could be. Sure. Sure.
Probably. And I am the worst person for overhype. I mean, we've all remembered the Dark Knight Rises debacle.
Yes, we do remember the Dark Knight Rises debacle. I made my own trailer.
Yes,
really, dude?
I made my
Seriously?
Own trailer. I sent it to the people at Warner, and then I watched the movie, and I was like, okay, that's pretty good. And then I watched it recently, and I was like, oh, this is pretty bad. I'm sorry, Dark Knight Rises is a pretty bad movie.
I wouldn't say it's bad. I would say
it's not bad.
It's not living up to the hype, dude.
No, it's bad.
It's not bad, dude.
It's bad.
So
it's worse than Avengers.
Yeah.
Can we agree it's worse than Avengers?
Okay, it's worse than Avengers.
Okay.
So anyway, pictures came out from Vanity Fair, and one of them was Han and Chewie in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
I think they all look good.
Which, yeah, I mean, all of the pictures look fucking awesome, especially Captain Phasma, the chrome stormtrooper with a cape and the gun.
Whatever just, you say, I love the chrome trooper.
All of it. And all of those pictures, just yes.
And you know, if I'm J.J. Abrams and somebody comes in and is like, we're thinking about doing chrome trooper and we want to put the cape on it, I would be like, yes, put a cape on it. I don't care about the no cape thing. Put a cape on it.
Put a cape on it.
He almost reminds me of a fucking chrome job from Battlestar Galactica.
Kind of. Kind of Cylon-y.
A little bit. Not in a bad way. It's just kind of cool.
Yeah, that's true.
I love these snowtroopers, too.
Snowtroopers, yeah. I like the upgrade. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty freaking sweet. And it also kills our theory, Beef. It's definitely not Luke.
They said it. I was going to read the name before when we were talking about the shit. It was like Xylon or where is it? I got it.
Not Xylon.
Hold on. It's the very last paragraph of that
Kylo
first Star
Ren?
Wars news we did.
Kylo Ren. There you go. It's definitely not Luke. It's probably also not Ezra.
Oh, well, might be.
He's be way too young. He's way too young.
Yeah, I agree.
If it was Ezra, it would have to be Luke's age.
He would have to be like 50.
At least. Yeah, he would have to be in his 50s, at least.
Because Ezra was born of the day of Order 66.
Yeah.
So the day of the last day of Revenge of the Sith.
Right. He's like maybe a few days younger than Luke at most. So, and if Luke is in his 50s and 60s, he's got to be in his 50s and 60s if he survived. So, which my gut tells me he probably did, but still, it's definitely not him.
Yeah. The rumor is that Kylo Ren is one of the brother, is the brother, and that the main character, I don't remember her name, would be the sister of the Solo twin, which would be
interesting.
That would
so they cool. are going in that direction. Okay.
That would
because
be really good.
That was a storyline. That was a big storyline in the original books that the twins, the daughter, you know, they both were studying to be Jedi, but one went dark and one went good.
Yeah, so that would they would go the same way, but with different names and mm-hmm. by not knowing each other, which I kind of like. On the other end, I think you should go away from the twin thing. We did the twin thing. Let's go to the next
true.
Thing.
True.
I know.
It could be kind of cool if he was like the older brother or something like that.
Next big thing in the Force, man. More twins.
Yeah, but true. Seriously, when Anakin was born, he was the Jesus Christ. So
yeah,
so. That's not polite. Boba Fett, though. Hey, how about yes. Boba Fett?
Boba Fett film.
Woohoo!
Boba Fett film.
There was a lot of thing about the Boba Fett thing because at some point, our boy, because I think everybody in this guys on this cast like Josh Trank.
But we should talk about Josh Trank.
Yeah, according to report, he's crazy.
And
erratic.
He apparently also likes a little bit of the nose candy too, but he is he's not a well person. He's not wrapped too tight. Apparently, when he was shooting Fantastic Four, he was very isolated.
Yeah.
Kept to himself. And if you're directing a film, you can be a lot of things. Isolated should not be one of them.
And one of the things that came out is that he destroyed a house for $100,000.
Because he got a bunch of dogs. And he put them in there and left them there while he went off to film the movie.
He has a bunch of dogs, so they were shitting and tearing everything up. And
yep.
So, according to report, and I just want to say, this is according to report. We don't know what happened.
This is according to an insider who works at Hollywood Reporter. So, it's possible. It's very possible because no one has come out right now and denied it. Even Josh Trank has not said anything one way or the other. But it does lend credence to the whole why he was suddenly booted from the Star Wars film, why he didn't show up at Star Wars Celebration when everybody and their grandmother expected him to, why everything has been so quiet around that stuff, and why there have been so many issues regarding the whole thing with Fantastic Four and Fox.
Yes, and let's be honest, if the reports are true, I still think that the Fantastic Four movie is going to be awesome because, you know, those crazy minds usually are amazing artists.
Well, here's the thing that I was thinking when I first heard this, and after I read it, after a little while, it kind of hit me. It made me wonder if Chronicle is more of a lightning in the bottle than we had originally thought.
More of a District 9?
More of a District 9, but even beyond that, because when you have somebody who is erratic as Josh Trank apparently is, according to this story, and when you have somebody who really doesn't work well with others and is full of himself like Max Landis is, you put those two people together, you're going to come up with one of two things. You're either going to come up with a pile of shit that is so terrible no one and their grandmother would ever want to look at it again, or you come up with Chronicle.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground with that. You come up with awesome, or you come up with shit.
And let's face it, the Fantastic Four trailer, whatever people are saying right now, for my money, looks great. I love the Fantastic Four trailers. This is one of the movies I'm most...
To me, I'm a little excited, but it's still kind of meh.
Yeah, no. I watch these trailers, and I'm like, okay, I want to see this movie. I really
That's your problem. You're a trailer whore. You love all trailers, and then you see the movies, and you're like, ugh, it does not live up to my expectation.
Beef knows me too well.
Yep.
What can we do about that?
The Suicide Squad picture looks really good.
Yes.
Suicide Squad, I'm actually kind of looking forward to. This could be interesting.
Why is there no what's the name in there?
Because he's not in the Suicide Squad. I think the Joker is actually the villain of the movie. So that's why he's not on the squad. But if you're looking at the squad, the first thing that I've seen in there, first of all, we don't have yellow.
Margot Robbie.
No, well, okay, second thing then. Yes, first thing, Margot Robbie does not have pants. I agree with that.
Well, she's got nice little boy shorts on and fucking leggings. I'm okay with that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Second thing, no yellow, no bright blue. We're going well away from Marvel. Which DC has said that they wanted to do. And I agree with this picture. I love the Deadshot on this picture. I really love the Deadshot. And like we said, I love Katana. And
I was just about to say, Katana looks like right out of the comic. Like right out of the comic.
And we got Katana in Arrow this week. You can listen to, well, if I ever release it, you can listen to the Starling Tribune at some point to hear more about that. But Katana looks great. The characters look great. Captain Boomerang looks great. I mean, I'm down with the picture. I never thought I would be that much excited about a Suicide Squad movie. I think they're going right about what the Suicide Squad should be.
Yeah, they kind of nailed the look. And again, you have to wonder if we'd even be here without Arrow bringing it back into like the spotlight.
That's a good point, because the guy who's playing Killer Croc, there's two or three different Killer Croc in the comic. This is going to the mobster Killer Croc and everything, and I think they're doing it right by the character, by going 100% makeup.
Yeah.
This picture is beautiful. Does it look like a Marvel movie? We talked about that on Gunna Geek. No, it does not. And you know what? It should not. They should do the next thing. They should do something different. And I really, really like where they're going with this movie. I'm still wondering what the Joker is going to look like.
And we already saw him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, they came out and said, yeah, that's not the joke. That's just for fun. So
what?
The tattoo and all that things.
Well, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you just like tattoo because you have tattoo.
No, he looked like an updated fucking whack job that could legitimately be on the streets with younger cut, whacked out.
I don't want
green
him to
hair.
Have damaged tattoo on his head. I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. Without that tattoo, everything else looked great. Agreed. That was the only tattoo that was bad. So they take one fucking tattoo out and he's fine. Anyways, John Wick 2. This time the cat gets it. And Keanu's in it.
Everybody saw John Wick at this point?
Yeah, it was decent. It was except for the last like 45 minutes.
Good film. No, I liked it. I thought it was great.
The last like 45 minutes. Yeah, it was good up until the like. It should have ended about 45 minutes.
All I know is,
oh my god, you're so French about this movie. This was a fun movie. This was great.
I wasn't having
okay.
it.
Okay, it was great.
Maybe, I gotta go.
Now the third one, I think they are going to kill off the hamster. And
no, they're
going to
kill the snake after it kills the hamster.
But then they have to, like, you know, have the movie where they kill the goldfish.
The chinchilla.
Oh, the chinchilla, that's right.
I don't know.
Oh, and we also have to have the one where they kill the bird. They have to kill the bird.
But I want the story of the hotel. If they're doing a sequel, and that's what they said that they would do, They're not going the prequel story, which I'm really happy. I'm done with prequel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy. But I want the story of the hotel. For some reason, that hotel was just talked to me, and I want to see it. Yes, they might kill the cat, but why not? At this point, you killed the dog, you killed the cat. And let's face it, we all know Sean. Sean that was on our cast, that is on Voices of Defiance, that is on your cast, guys, which is... Damn it, I'm drunk.
I'm just going to let you swing in the wind. Just
so Independence 4 is going to have a hot president. We're on Wholesome Addiction.
Oh, my God, you're going... Yeah, Wholesome Addiction. There you go. Yeah. And I think Sean would go as apeshit crazy if we kill his dog.
Yes.
Maybe worse.
I completely agree. So in the Independence Day 4-2 sequel, which... ID 4-2, that's just annoying. Seal Award, who is... kind of hot, actually. So
yeah, she's got the MILFy thing going on. You're right.
She does. Very strong MILF. Very strong MILF. But our last piece of news, which is just rumor right now. But if it happens, oh, yes. Oh, hell yes. Jon Hamm playing Negan on Walking Dead. Yes.
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 I don't even know what any of that means, there. But I'll just agree.
Jon Hamm is the guy from...
Yeah, I know what that part
means. But Negan is a huge bad guy character. He's like the governor on crack.
Okay.
In The Walking Dead. And he comes up maybe about, I would say maybe a year later from where we are now in the show. He is just beyond bad. And it's this all-out war thing where a bunch of his faction goes against a war with a bunch of Rick's faction. And it's just so awesome, but the character is just evil incarnate. And I don't know how they can put a character like he is so bad. I don't know how they can put him on the screen.
I agree.
I genuinely don't.
Nice.
I never thought they would go that far in the comic.
Yeah, because he is beyond psychopath. He's just wow.
You know how people went crazy for the governor? This is the next.
This surpasses the governor so badly.
The governor is a babysitter.
Oh yeah, in comparison, most definitely. Good. Most definitely. So, but hopefully that casting could happen because Jon Hamm could nail that easy, totally easy. Cool. And he seems up for it, so which is awesome. But yeah, folks, that is all the news that we have that is good and nerdy all up in your faces. And yeah, thank you very much for joining us and stuff and geeky guy things and stuff.
And good and nerdy, while you're talking about it, you should listen to...
You should listen to Good and Nerdy because, you know, Naki's cool and stuff.
Yeah, she is. She is. And it's live every Sunday around 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Eastern time.
8 o'clock Pacific.
I'm sorry about the 8 o'clock
Pacific. Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah.
It happens.
It hurts.
And guys, thanks so much for having me on the cast. It was
a
blast to hang out.
Time, brother. Any time. For sure.
Yeah.
See y'all next week. Peace out.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.